called Division Day. It's actually a brand new tune from Elliott Smith. Elliott performing live in the studio here on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Chris DeRitas. Elliott is appearing at No Life Record Shop tonight at 7:30 on Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood, and tomorrow at Spaceland. Welcome to KCRW, Elliott.
Thanks.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Wanting to have you on the show for some time now, and anyhow, I'm glad we finally did it.
Thank you.
So there is a new album out, but this track's not on it. This is something that's fairly new for you, right?
Yeah, it didn't make it onto the record, but now I like it.
So it's a leftover that you...
Yeah.
You mean you didn't like it for some time?
No, well, I don't know. I don't know.
Misgivings?
I'm sorry, man. I gotta drink my coffee.
But when you put together a song and you've got it sort of in your notes or in your head or in your fingers, is there a getting to know it period of time that has to happen where you feel good about it? Or
sometimes I have an idea what I'm doing until later, but no, I don't know. It just didn't make it onto the record, but now I'd like to play it.
I see.
Yeah.
So at any given moment, are there a lot of songs like that that are not on record, that are sort of in your canon but not on disc yet?
Sort of, yeah. You know, I usually record a lot of songs, but most of them don't really turn out, you know. But then later on I might fix them or something.
Resurrect it somehow.
Right.
So when you write the songs, your way of sort of... Of noting them, is it recording them and then you've got them? Is that how you sort of catalog your songs, by putting them on tape?
Sometimes. I mean, it's always kind of different, but yeah, kind of a lot of songs they're not really done, and then I kind of finish them when I'm recording them, you know.
I see. You know, a lot of people tend to write the songs down in a book, or the lyrics or the chord changes or whatever.
Right.
And that's how they sort of keep track of them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just put them down on DATs or whatever.
I just kind of keep them in my head.
Well,
there's plenty of room up there.
Is there a lot of room? I'd be worried that I'd be losing them left and right.
Oh, no.
So actually, though, when you listen to the albums, they sound sort of like documents that have been done at home, done on 4-track recordings and...
Right.
That's pretty close to the truth, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, 8-track lately, but, you know, or even 16-track now, moving up in the world.
Hey.
Yeah.
But even so, as you add the tracks, you're wanting to retain sort of a home feel to it.
Oh, not necessarily, but it kind of turns out that way. Mm. I mean, I'm not like a... I can't get that picky about how it turns out, because I'm not, you know... I'm no Elvis Presley or anything, you know. So it's sort of like how it turns out is how it turns out.
Well, you've had the experience of going into the studio with a producer and doing a full-fledged thing with your band Heat Miser.
Right.
So you know what that's like for you and your songs, and how that comes.
Doing a vocal take 10 times.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm getting the impression that you prefer to leave it more... intimate and natural and honest and pure.
Yeah, well, I prefer it not to be a drag, you know. I mean, the last Heat Miser record wasn't a drag, but, you know, I mean, if you're kind of putting yourself in a really bad mood by trying to get everything just perfect, you know,
yeah,
then what's the point of that?
Well, I've heard that for now, at least, Heat Miser is sort of taking a back seat.
It's totally dead.
It's dead?
Yeah.
Okay. That's to the point. And the idea is to pretty much focus on your solo work and your solo writings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Well, let's head into another one. And this is actually one that comes from the brand new solo album, which is called Either Or, second release from Kill Rock Stars. We have Elliott Smith in the studio. It's Morning Becomes Eclectic.